Lord bless you, saints of God. We have now come to the last day in our sharing and our thoughts around time, life, and the purpose. And I trust that it's been a blessing to you as we've tried to follow that thought to show us differences between two approaches, Solomon's Maslow's and Christ, and how Christ's approach is a higher life and a higher perspective and a better life. Now, one thing I've noticed, and one thing that every person who starts to chase life and purpose, who begins the journey of purpose, is that once purpose is discovered, the devil knows a man who is about to begin a life of meaning. He knows that this individual has discovered this life of meaning, which is to seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His life is no longer an endless chase of meaninglessness. The devil begins to unleash heavy attack on this individual. And in saying that, there are many examples that come to mind that we can consider. But before we talk about these examples, whether it's David or even Christ himself, I want to call your attention to the words of Christ when the Bible says that upon this rock, Christ uttered this word when Peter rightly identified his person. So the revelation of who he is, it says upon this rock, upon this revelation, I will build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. When we begin to live a life of purpose, what we're doing essentially is we're building a kingdom for Christ on earth. That's the life of meaning. And one thing when that starts that we can be sure of is the gate of hell is going to face us. The gate of hell is going to begin to position its arsenal, its weapon, against a man who has discovered his purpose. You'll certainly become a person of particular concern to the kingdom of darkness. And because you now have the revelation, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Christ has been revealed to you. And you are now seeking it. You understand its value. You understand that it's more valuable than anything on earth, as we said yesterday. And hence, because of this understanding, or because of this revelation of the value of it, you have started to position your life from this higher perspective and you're chasing it. And that revelation and understanding that you have is a concern for the kingdom of darkness. Hence, you may notice sometimes it looks as though when I am translated to this kingdom of light, to this kingdom of Christ, when I'm seeking first this kingdom, when I start to live a life of meaning, when I'm translated from the kingdom of darkness into this kingdom of light, it looks as though my life became more complicated. My life became harder or tougher. It looks like the temptations got worse. It seems as though the billows began to roll. It's as though my marriage suddenly seemed turbulent. It seems like things started to go south. But friends, brothers, be patient. The devil knew exactly the ship, or the boat, rather, that Jesus Christ was in. He knew what boat to attack. He knew when to attack it. The boat that Jesus was in. Think about David. David was a shepherd boy for a long time. For a long time, his life was uneventful, peaceful. It was not known by anyone, leading his life undisturbed, doing his own thing, just tending to his father's sheep. His life at that time didn't have a purpose. His life didn't have a meaning. But what happened? The very moment that Samuel was instructed, and Samuel came into his life to turn the oil upon his head, when Samuel gave him a revelation of who he was, of what his life was about, was supposed to be about, when Samuel gave him a direction, the meaning of life, of his life, the purpose of life, of his life, as soon as that happened, his life got complicated. The gates of hell seem to have been unleashed on him. He became that individual of particular concern. He was marked to be killed. From a meaningless, humble shepherd boy living a simple, easygoing life to begin a meaningful, purposeful life. But that life was so turbulent. I wonder if you're almost giving up on whatever it is that you may be struggling with, that you may be going through. Don't lose hope, friends. Don't lose faith. The gates of hell may be unleashed. Because you are seeking the kingdom of God, because you are seeking purpose first, but the assurance is that they will never prevail. Not against the man who is in or who is building or seeking the kingdom of Christ. If you are seeking, you're building the kingdom of Christ as well. The gates of hell, says Christ, will never prevail. And that is both in life, that is in time, and even in death, when time ceases for you. In life and in death, the gates of hell will never prevail, because victory belongs to Jesus. Amen. So summarily, we have been called to abide. We have been called to a life of purpose, to abide in it, to abide in the life of purpose by Christ in Matthew 6, to seek His kingdom first and all His righteousness. And this life is in contrast to other approaches to living life. Let us run with patience and focus and fervor and determination the race of purpose that is set before us. And whether the gates of hell be unleashed, as they certainly will, we also are certain that in this world we may have tribulations, as the King of this kingdom has said. But be of good cheer, He also says, for I have overcome the world. Victory belongs to Jesus in your life, in my life, in whatever circumstance or situation that may be unleashed on you because you're seeking the kingdom of God. Remember that victory belongs to Jesus, the King of this kingdom that we seek. And you shall have the victory. The Lord will give you victory in all your trials, in all your tribulations, in all your temptations and your struggles. The Lord will grant you victory. We will seek this kingdom, and this kingdom will materially be given to us in no time. The Lord bless you, and shalom to you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.